The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have one of the biggest scandals of this entire election cycle that I'm going to talk about today, and hardly anybody is talking about it. It could have massive implications for the election. Also, stick around to the end of the video. I'm going to show probably my favorite video of Trump ever that happened this week. It's absolutely hilarious, so stick around to the end for that. So, one of the biggest scandals of the entire election has taken place this week. I'll cut right to the chase and I'll talk about what it means for the election as well. This is what happened, and in order to tell you what happened, I have to take you on a little bit of a story. So, Democrats have not had a lot of good things to say about the last 4 years. It's been absolutely abysmal. You go down the list of policies. What do you talk about that's good? The economy has been struggling. It's starting to get a little bit better, but it's still struggling in a big way. They tried to tyrannically force vaccines on Americans, and most Americans were not cool with that. That is not an overstatement, and it cannot be expressed enough how crazy it was that Joe Biden wanted to make it illegal not to get a vaccine. In any case, that's another one. They started foreign wars, of course, and then, of course, the big one, which is that they let millions and millions of illegal immigrants into our country for their political gain, and then, of course, some terrorists as well. And when I say some, I mean like hundreds and maybe thousands, and not just from Mexico and Venezuela, but like Uzbekistani and Syrian terrorists. Anyway, so they don't have a lot of good things to talk about. They just don't. However, one thing that they could talk about that was fairly good is a crime report that came out of the FBI. In 2022, the FBI reported that they saw a 2.1% decrease in crime from 2021. And that's a good thing, right? There's not a lot of ways to spin that. That's a good thing. We don't like violent crime. They use that stat over and over and over again, not just Democrat politicians, but also pundits and surrogates on X, Instagram, everywhere. It was the big talking point because what else do you talk about for the Biden administration except that crime went down? Because you can't talk about immigration, the economy, the things that people care about most, though people do care about crime. So they focused on crime. And that was great for them. However, they can't use that anymore because this week we found out that all of those numbers from the FBI were complete BS. This is according to Fox News. They said the FBI released its annual crime in the nation data for 2022 last year, which found a 2.1 decrease in violent crimes. Then they said the data was lauded by Democrats in the media as a turning point for crime woes in the U.S. following the crime wave of 2020, when the defund the police protests and riots swept the nation and the pandemic stay-at-home orders upended daily life. Cool. Now, the data reflects, new data has come out. The data reflects a net increase of 80,000. Think about how many crimes that is. That is so many. 80,000 violent crimes in 2022 over like more than 2021. So again, I'm not talking 80,000 total, but there were 80,000 more. Again, they originally said that it was 2.1% decrease. Now we're saying that it's 80,000 more. Lott found that under the umbrella, Lott is an investigative journalist, I believe, found that under the umbrella of violent crime, there were an additional 1,700 murders. Murders, like people lost their lives. 1,700 of them that just weren't reported to the FBI. 7,700 sexual assaults, 33,000 robberies, and 37,000 aggravated assaults that year. That is insane. Listen to how off they were on the numbers. Fox News continues. This is the last part I'll read by Fox. To give people an idea of the size of the change, when in 2022 data came out in September of 2023, they initially reported that violent crime had fallen by 2.1%. That's the final data, supposedly. The revision of that final data that came out last month now claims that rather than a 2.1% drop, there was actually a 4.5% increase in violent crime. That's a 6.6% point change there. 6.6%. That's how much the FBI was off. They were off by freaking 6.6%. That is so bad. But here's the worst part of it. The FBI did not come out and say, hey guys, we messed up. We're off. We're way off. But hey, we messed up. We want to make good. We'll go on CBS. We'll go on ABC. We'll go on Fox. We need to talk to people about how we got this off. Just letting them know. They don't need to take a political agenda, but just letting people know. That's not what they did. They quietly updated their website, and that was it. It literally was not until an investigative journalist went onto their website and was like, hold up, that's completely different. That's a completely different report. And now it's been released to news networks. The FBI did none of their own PR to get the word out. That is a bombshell of a change. Again, 6.6% is so big. And then, of course, when you actually break down those numbers, 80,000 more violent crimes that the FBI did not report. And you've got the Biden-Harris administration going out there telling people what a great job they're doing, when in reality, it's gotten significantly worse. It's very reminiscent. Some of you might have already thought this in listening to the show. It's very reminiscent of the jobs report, which was also very wrong. Democrats lauded the jobs report that came out a few months ago. They talked about how robust the job market was. And it turns out it was all a lie. We got an update of it, and it turns out the job market is not very robust. And it was so not robust that Jerome Powell was scared of a recession, and so he cut rates. So this isn't me just saying stuff. This is literally happening, and the Fed had to move against it because of the fact that the jobs reports was so bad, and they lied and said it was good originally. And this points to something that's really, really interesting going on right now. I'm a data guy. I've talked about it on the show before. Anecdotes are cute, but at the end of the day, we need the data. Like, I can't just hear what someone says in Wisconsin and apply it to all of America. But I'm starting to believe in the power of anecdotes just a little bit more, guys. And it's because of these two examples. These two examples are perfect examples of when you look at an anecdote and you're like, I kind of trust that more than the data. You have people, I'll show you what I mean. You've got people talking about crime way more in the last 4 years than before, at least in my perspective. And we see a report coming out saying that the reports that violent crime's gotten better. And so we all look at ourselves and we think, well, I guess I'm the crazy one. But we were right all along. Those anecdotes were correct. Sure enough, the data was incorrect. Same with the jobs report. They said jobs were great. But I'm in college right now. I'm in my senior year in college. And I've got tons of friends wanting to get jobs. And they're struggling to get jobs right now. And they're not, this isn't lesbian dance theory at Berkeley. They've got good degrees and they're struggling in ways that they were not expecting. Obviously, it's never easy to get a job, but it's clear from their experience that the job market is not as robust as those original numbers showed. Sure enough, more accurate data comes out and it matches the anecdote which came before the data. And so again, I'm not saying that we should just throw out the data, but I am saying when it comes to these three-letter agencies, I'm getting to the point where I don't trust any of their stats anymore because they're too political. And even when they do the right thing, because obviously this is not like the FBI, for instance, the FBI is not just one cohesive network. There's individuals in there. In fact, I've even known people who work for the FBI and they're good people. And so are they going to completely fabricate stats? I don't know. Maybe not. But at the end of the day, they didn't want to be transparent about the new ones. And there was a political agenda behind that. And I have a feeling it's to get Kamala Harris elected because they know that if that gets out there, it's not going to be so good for her, which I'll talk about in a second. I care way more at this point about what individual Americans are saying, about their individual American experience, because I just can't trust these three-letter agencies. And either way, this has bad consequences for Kamala Harris because she cannot talk about good crime stats anymore. That's not something that can be brought up. Hopefully the story continues to get blown out there. As I talked about before, people haven't talked about it very much, it is on Fox News. I'm not saying no one's talking about it, but it hasn't blown up the internet, and it really, really should. They've completely yanked that talking point from her if people talk about it. So at this point, what can she say positively about her administration anymore? She never had immigration. She never had the economy. She never had foreign policy, but at least she had the crimes report. Not anymore. you can't talk about it. So she's going to have to resort to even crazier lies in those interviews, and Americans are going to see right through it. Did you guys have the opportunity to see Am I Racist in theaters? Well, if you didn't, I don't know if you knew this, but Am I Racist is actually going to Daily Wire Plus right now, and you can get all of Daily Wire Plus for 35% off with code AIR, which of course stands for Am I Racist. And you can see Am I Racist as well as all their other great content, including, you know, What is a Woman, all of Jordan Peterson stuff on there. It's fantastic. If you use my link in the description below, you'll support my channel as well as get that 35% off with that code AIR, which is in the description below. So definitely go check them out and join the conservative movement. Oh, Trump has done it again, guys. This is without a doubt the best video I've ever seen of Trump this election cycle, but maybe ever. Here it is.
Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.